Rumpus time is over.
There's a new sheriff in town.
Luke! Luke's crazy.
Luke, the force is strong with you.
Did you hear that, Brian?
Luke, we're gonna have company!
Bad guys of the galaxies, beware! The defender of the universe is here!
In order to form a more perfect union.
Luke! Brian!
Luke! Brian!
One margarita, two margarita, three margarita shot.
Stop that. You're not going into a song while I'm here.
And now for something completely different.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Talking Heads.
Welcome, everyone, to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian. That over there is Luke. We're hanging out here on a Wednesday afternoon that feels like a Friday, but Thursday, but also a Tuesday and a Monday, because there's been a lot of info dumped on us today.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome.
It's a day, Brian. It's a day.
And I feel good because I am now in a position in my life where I can help out other people at least a little bit. And normally, at least the last couple of weeks, you've been carrying the load for us and things like that. Today, I'm here to make you feel better if possible, or even to egg you on so that you can get your emotions out, because there's some breaking news today, folks. I don't know if you heard the newsman at the top of the hour here. But the U.S. Supreme Court has weighed in on our fair states maps, or our states unfair maps, or our fair unstates maps. Either way, they've weighed in and they've made a decision. Before I tell you about it, I want to let you know that we are broadcasting live on 1580 AM as well as 92.7 FM over in the Madison area. And in Waukesha, we're here on 101 FM, The Shaw, as well as 540 AM, WAUK. Give us a call anytime, 844-967-2789.
Yeah.
So here is the breaking news. And this is, I'm going to go with information from the Wisconsin Examiner. This is by Eric Gunn. The title is U.S. High Court Reverses Wisconsin Ruling on State Legislative Maps. What does this mean for us? The U.S. Supreme Court rejected legislative maps Wednesday that were drawn by Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers, sending maps back to the state Supreme Court that had approved them. The 6-2 unsigned ruling, the shadow ruling.
Unsigned. They did not even put their names to it, Brian.
It's a shadow ruling. Welcome to the land of the shadow ruling. The 6-2 ruling states the state high court erred in how the majority applied the Federal Voting Rights Act in accepting the addition of a 7th majority black assembly district in Milwaukee. Here's a quote. The question that our VRA precedents ask and the court failed to answer is whether a race-neutral alternative that did not add a 7th majority black district would deny black voters equal political opportunity, the unsigned decision states. The opinion sides with Republican leaders in the state legislature who had appealed the state Supreme Court's March 3rd ruling, claiming that the Evers maps were a result of racial gerrymander. This is interesting because I think Evers has at least forced the Supreme Court to show their hand in this. But in a dissent, Justice Sonia Sotomayor, joined by Justice Elena Kagan, called Wednesday's ruling not only extraordinary, but also unnecessary.
Not a good extraordinary, Brian.
Not a good.
No.
Well, also a not needed one. Why are we here? What is this about?
Yes.
Luke will fill us in on how we got here in just a little bit.
I'm trying to contain it. Yes. All right.
Yeah, we got to let the people know what's going on before we can go and yell about it. I understand. I got you. So the 4-3, I'm reading on Eric Gunn's piece in the Wisconsin Examiner. The 4-3 Wisconsin Supreme Court ruling had selected the maps Governor Evers proposed on the grounds that they changed fewer voters' districts than maps drawn by the Republican majority in the legislature.
A Republican proposition that put forth last November to be the maps of least change, Brian.
But like the Affordable Care Act, once it becomes a Democrat policy, it is no longer palatable to the Republicans that had originally proposed it. That's us adding in. Reading on, the U.S. court's ruling returns the case to Wisconsin's court and allows it to hear additional evidence. if it prefers to reconsider the governor's maps rather than choose from among other submissions. That totally helps. Wednesday's action was unexpected given the proximity to the 2022 elections. There are people who are running for places that don't, maybe might not be a district. The new ruling comes just 3 weeks before candidates would begin the process of collecting signatures to file to run for the state legislature in November. With the state's districts still unsettled, the process has stretched past the deadline that Wisconsin's Elections Commission said it would have to meet to be able to prepare for the races. So we're talking about possibly delaying the election to make sure this gets worked out. But I guarantee you we're not, so there's more
confusion. We're not going to delay the election, but we may be forced to delay the maps being implemented, which is kind of what the Republicans want altogether, Brian.
It's all they want in the first place.
If you recall, there was proposals floated that, hey, if this can't be sorted out before the 2022 fall elections, maybe, just maybe, Republicans are okay with waiting on the current maps that we have that are, again, as Harvard, University of Harvard study said, some of the most gerrymandered maps in the nation, if not the most gerrymandered maps in the nation.
Just to be clear, I'm all for non-gerrymandered maps, no matter who they favor.
Right, but they want to wait, see if they win the governorship, and then consign even worse maps, which they submitted to the Supreme Court here in Wisconsin and lost on.
Mm-hmm.
They want loser maps.
Because they are, in fact, losers. While throwing out the Assembly and this is the important part. While throwing out the Assembly and Senate maps, the ruling leaves in place the Evers administration's proposal for Wisconsin's congressional districts. Too bad, so sad, Brian Stile. You've gone from a 10-plus majority to a 1-plus majority. Congratulations, Brian Stile. You may have to actually, I don't know, take a stand on things. And from the looks of things, that's not going so well because people in your own party, all seven of the ones that came to see you, two of them, you tried to play both of them and they both were left going, what an idiot.
What does he stand for? We don't know.
We don't know.
We
don't know. What does it matter? So finishing off, at a virtual event hosted by WisPolitics on Wednesday, Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call called the new ruling shocking and an act of increasing activism by the High Court's six-member conservative wing. I think it's pretty shocking to see this ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court. I think it's frankly consistent with the increasing activism we've seen from the conservative supermajority on the U.S. Supreme Court.
A stolen supermajority.
Stolen supermajority for sure.
That's my...
There have been several other states whose maps have been changed, and the court has consistently said it was too late in the process to require courts or legislatures to draw maps, but apparently they've reached a different conclusion here in Wisconsin.
Well, we don't know who reached that conclusion because they refused to sign their names to it, but oh wait, by order of elimination.
In the shadows.
Yes, the shadow docket, we know who dissented, and one person abstained from voting because it was a 6-2, so we were missing a vote, and I would assume that it's the one that's retiring and his replacement's hearings are going on today. So we know that this was the six conservative justices that signed on to this decision on the shadow docket, Brian. But it is so frustrating because this is not how a democracy is supposed to work. This is not how a republic is supposed to work. This is not how the U.S. Supreme Court is supposed to work. They are using this shadow docket to, after deciding, like you said, their own precedent for how they were going to rule on redistricting cases already this far into the year. They are going against that. They are going against the ability for the Wisconsin Supreme Court to handle the redistricting case after it had already decided it super close to the deadline. It is so frustrating.
Well, the good news is there are two things that are good out of this. One, the congressional maps. There's a chance for the congressional maps
to be slightly more fair.
To be slightly more fair. Also, it's still up in the air. And the Wisconsin legislature coincidentally doesn't have anything to do right now since they've closed both their sessions. So by putting this in, by doing the maps of least change this way, it's forced the Supreme Court to weigh in and show their cards as to where they stand on this. It's also so now we know what we're up against. What does that help? I don't know, but at least we know what we're up against. And also, now Governor Evers has an opportunity. There's a slight opportunity. There's always an opportunity now when things are uncertain to possibly, maybe, get fairer maps. Maybe.
Stop getting my possibly. Hopes. Stop getting my hopes up.
I'm Ryan. Just saying at least it's not a zero. It's not a nothing. Right? Let's see what other people had to say about this. Here's some reaction going on.
And we want to take your calls as well. 844-967-2789. Yes, folks, you are listening to Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We got some reactions from elected officials here in the state of Wisconsin.
And the Supreme Court also didn't give like a concrete ruling. They kind of said, this is kind of good, but the other one's not so good. I feel like they just kind of just, I don't know. Meh. Anyway, this is Fair Elections Project. This is their statement on the SCOTUS decision blocking Wisconsin's legislative maps. This is from Such and Chetta. Released the following statement in response to the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to block the legislative district maps. The politicization of our courts is rotting our democracy through and through. After refusing to consider VRA claims in other states because it's, quote, too close to the election, the U.S. Supreme Court today violated its own precedent and any measure of common sense. Those justices claim federal courts shouldn't interfere with states' ability to manage elections, but are now throwing Wisconsin's legislative elections into chaos only 3 weeks before signature gathering is supposed to start. Never has it been clearer that the U.S. Supreme Court majority will do anything it can to advance Republican interests rather than the law, the Constitution, and the will of the people. We will continue fighting to regain control of our government by the people and for the people. That's the Fair Elections Project.
Yeah. To be fair, though, Brian, the Wisconsin Supreme Court also does like to throw some chaos into elections because we had the Supreme Court here in Wisconsin accept a Waukesha County Circuit Judge's decision to throw out the absentee ballots here in April 5th rather than accept them like they did in the February 15th primary. And so, yeah, that's where we're at. They sow chaos here in the state of Wisconsin, not only at the Supreme Court for our state, but the U.S. Supreme Court. Folks, this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. Taking your reactions on this SCOTUS decision, throwing out Wisconsin's state assembly and Senate districts. We'll be right back.
And I'll tell you why I can't put up with you people, because you're bastard people.